Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 10th. Former President Donald Trump says he won't sign a federal abortion ban if he's reelected. It's his firmest response to date on the topic. Earlier today, he distanced himself from a controversial decision by Arizona's Supreme Court, which ruled Tuesday that the state must adhere to a more than century-old law banning abortion. During a campaign fundraiser in Atlanta, Trump said Arizona went, quote, too far, and claimed the situation would soon be straightened out. But just 2 days ago, Trump said abortion rights should be left to the states. He also claimed credit for appointing the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. Trump is taking another stab at delaying his hush money trial, which is scheduled to start next Monday. Today, his lawyers filed a new appeal in the case. Here's CNN's Kara Scannell.
In this new filing, Trump's attorneys are going to the appeals court to challenge the judge's denial of their motion for presidential immunity. They wanted the judge to postpone the trial until the Supreme Court decides the issue of presidential immunity. The judge had denied that, saying it was untimely.
Trump's attorneys are also challenging Judge Juan Merchan's, quote, refusal to recuse himself from the trial and a previous ruling related to how dockets are made publicly. Separately, former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months in jail on perjury charges. He was charged with 5 counts of perjury, but struck a deal with prosecutors and agreed to plead guilty to 2 felony counts relating to testimony he gave in a 2020 deposition. Weisselberg gave false testimony about his knowledge of the size of Trump's apartment triplex and how its value was inflated on financial statements for years, based on the wrong square footage. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is at the White House today for an official state visit. President Joe Biden hopes to reinforce his commitment to U.S. partners in the Indo-Pacific region, which is dealing with the resurgent China. Dozens of agreements between the two nations were expected to be announced during a bilateral meeting. Here is Biden at a joint news conference this afternoon.
2 Japanese astronauts will join future American missions, and 1 will become the first non-American ever to land on the moon.
Other initiatives include improving how U.S. and Japanese forces are integrated and joint research on artificial intelligence. Here's Kishida.
We confirmed again the urgency to further bolster the deterrence and response capabilities of our alliance and concurred on reinforcing our security and defense cooperation to increase interoperability between the U.S. forces and our self-defense forces, including the improvement of our respective command and control frameworks.
Later this week, Biden, Kishida, and the leader of the Philippines will meet for the first time ever to strengthen alliances amid Chinese aggression and nuclear provocations from North Korea. Ukraine is getting some much-needed support from the U.S. and the U.K. The country has been suffering from shortages on the battlefield in its war against Russia, mainly because billions of dollars for Ukraine are still held up in Congress, with House Republicans fighting over whether to pass an aid package. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson during a news conference earlier today.
Well, on the supplemental, the House members are continuing to actively discuss our options on a path forward. It's a very complicated matter.
But there's one bright spot. Central Command has announced that the U.S. has transferred thousands of machine guns, sniper rifles, and rocket launchers, as well as hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition seized from Iran to Ukraine last week. And the British government says it signed a new defense and arms agreement with Ukraine that covers rebuilding infrastructure and repairing military equipment. Coming up, you may want to stock up on stamps.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, welcome back. There's good news for anyone who has a bunch of forever stamps sitting around, as the U.S. Postal Service is set to increase prices again. The cost of a first-class stamp will increase from 68 cents to 73 cents. If it's approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, the price hike will take effect in July. It's part of a 10-year plan to make the struggling agency more competitive, modern, and financially stable. That's all for now. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.